Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio, and our next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Marek Marszak. Marek is the founder and CEO of Go Papaya. Welcome, Marek.
Thank you for having me here.
It's our pleasure. We're all about entrepreneurs and understand that you're an entrepreneur. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your company and what you do?
Definitely. So I'm the CEO of Go Papaya. Go Papaya, it's a mobile app that allows you to reserve last-minute tables at restaurants and pay less money for this.
Ah, interesting. So when you say pay less money, they're actually a discount on their bill at the end of the day?
So when they make the reservation, they can see ahead of time a flat discount that they're going to get of their entire bill. There's no any fine print. They can order anything they want from the menu. And the typical discount that they will have between 20 to 40% off. It can be sometimes 50, it can be sometimes less.
Wow.
And from the consumer point of view, it's you make a reservation, you just say that you make the reservation through Go Papaya, you order anything you want from the menu, and in the end you see the discount apply to your check. Nobody knows about it, you don't need to show anything, no coupons or anything, you don't need to show your device, and pay less.
Oh, that's fascinating. So I would imagine the incentive for the restaurant is it's a table that probably would have gone unserved, so zero revenue, and that's their incentive to discount the revenue.
Exactly. So the other option for them is empty tables. So like the restaurant industry, not like other industries, is that they have dynamic pricing, like with hotels. They have empty rooms. They sell it at steep discount to a third party at low price. We have it with transportation, with Uber today, with everything in our life, the price change. With restaurant, the price is fixed. It's actually printed on a piece of paper.
Right.
Regardless of what's going on in the restaurant. And at this time of age, it doesn't really make sense. So for them, when they have empty tables today, they don't have any good way to attract customers to fill them. They cannot just stand in the street and say, 30% to everybody.
Right.
They already have guests sitting paying a full price. They don't want to offer 30% to everybody or 20% or 40%. They only want to offer this incentive to empty tables. So our platform makes it very discreet. So people that use it don't need to show anything. So other guests in the restaurant
don't know about it.
So like you know, you fly on an airplane, there's a passenger near you, you don't know how much you pay, he doesn't know how much you pay, and you're still happy.
Right.
Because he didn't.
Right. You're both getting to the same destination, but in theory, he could have paid twice what you paid to get there.
So today, everybody, most of our life, there's different class of payment for the same service. In the restaurant, it doesn't happen, and this is what we are changing.
Fascinating. Now, how long has the company been in existence?
So we launched in Boston in May. We have over 50 restaurants on the platform, and we only cater full-service restaurants, meaning there is a waiter, so it's for dining in.
And so, you know, part of your job is signing up restaurants and getting out and getting them convinced that the platform is a good opportunity for them. And the app is free to consumers?
The app is free for the consumers. They don't need to pay for it anything. They don't even need to enter the credit card. They just need a... If they download the app, they can see what's going on. If they would like to use it, they just need to do a registration through their email or through Facebook and start using it.
Huh, fascinating. And how is the receptivity from the restaurants been? I would imagine, you know, a full table at 30% discount is better than no revenue.
So
they got their fixed overhead
no
matter
what. So the restaurants are really excited about it. I think one of the main things that they're really excited about it is the ease of use and the fact that they're in full control. So Go Papaya, not like in any other platform, they don't have to commit to anything for the future. They can say for the next hour, for the next two hours, and they can at any given time, if something changes, they can shut it off.
Oh, so they control the access to the app or the use of the app.
We only provide for the restaurant a platform. We don't set a promotion for them. They set it up by themselves. So if they become busy, they can stop it.
So they really set their own destiny and it's real time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a real-time promotion for them. They can do it, they can change it on hourly basis, or they can create a schedule for the whole month if they like. However, this schedule that they create, it's not revealed to the consumer. You don't know about a promotion that's going to start before it starts.
Okay.
So if they have a promotion between today 7 to 10 p.m., until 7 p.m. you're not going to see it. So you cannot use it for planning. So you want to eat, you open the app, we show you restaurants around you that you can pick from them. You make the reservation and you go.
So it's GPS enabled and it really gives you a 10-mile radius, or you can select the radius and make a decision.
You don't select the radius, it shows you automatically closest to the further away.
Oh, okay, so, so it gives you a list. Or
if you want to have easy life and not need to want to choose which restaurant, just look at the top restaurants. They are the closest to you. Pick one and go. If you see them, they have a table waiting for you. So you don't need to call the restaurant to verify they have a table for you. It's make it very easy, very spontaneous.
Oh, so there's not actual physical reservation that needs to be created. It's just that they have excess capacity, essentially, and so they're promoting that.
They're promoting. There is a reservation in the fact that the restaurant can say, I want only to sell off 5 tables. Everybody, the moment you reserve a table through the app, one of the tables is gone away.
Okay.
So the moment 5 tables are reserved, the promotion ends automatically.
Okay.
So it's not infinite amount of capacity. It's you control the capacity.
Okay.
They put only one table if you like.
So there is a physical reservation that's created.
Yeah.
But it's very much in a short window.
Exactly.
Typically in a short window.
It's 30 minutes reservation. Each reservation expires after 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So there's really low risk for the restaurant.
Exactly.
From that perspective. How'd you come up with the concept? It's a fascinating concept and certainly a need within the marketplace. Were you in the restaurant industry? Do you have colleagues?
I have a lot of experience with technology, with analytics and optimizing inefficiencies. Before that, I worked in the EMC. In storage, I saw big inefficiency in the market in things that I use all the time. Restaurants. I go with my family, sometimes during the week. The restaurant is not full. I, as a consumer, need to pay full price. If I can, at the same price that I will pay on Friday night that they're packed, doesn't sound to me fair and make sense. So I decided to change it to everybody.
It sounds like a really fascinating opportunity. And your plan is to roll this out nationally, globally, or?
So currently we want to refine the model for the Boston market. The moment we know how to scale it well in Boston, we'll go to other marketplace in the United States.
And I presume, and if you don't want to share with us, it's okay, but your revenue model is it's some percentage of from the restaurant? Is that where the revenue is derived from?
So the revenue is driven by the restaurant. We're basically being paid by success. So based off how many people we brought to the restaurant. So if nobody show up, they don't pay us anything. So if we add to the
So they really have nothing to lose.
Exactly, don't have anything to lose. If we can help them the bottom line, we should be compensated. If we don't help them, we should not be compensated. So we have a lot of motivation to help them to bring more customers because we will get more money.
Yeah. So the app is available to consumers today?
So the app is available for consumers today on Apple devices.
Okay.
And we're working on the Android version, which hopefully will be out soon.
And in terms of the restaurant, because we do obviously have a lot of radio listeners who are restaurateurs as well, what's the commitment or what's the technology that they need to have to be able to turn the app on and off? They do it from a mobile device themselves, or how does that work?
Yeah, so on the consumer side, it's a mobile app. And the restaurant side, it's also a mobile app. It's actually the same app. And the logic behind this, a mobile device, it's something that the GM in the restaurant have it in his pocket all the time, or the host have it. Already she's using it for other things. So we said, it doesn't make sense to develop it as a desktop app because the desktop is in the back office and we want to deal with what's actually happening on the floor.
Right.
So, as
they say, it's a game time decision. They can look around the restaurant, scan the reservation book
exactly.
or whatever they are, can say, I've got 3 tables I want to fill.
And for them to set up a real-time promotion, it takes them 5 clicks.
Wow.
So in less than 3 seconds, you can have the promotion up in air. And you can set it up for now or for the whole month. It's up to you. So the commitment from them is they need to have an iPhone, iPad, mini iPad, some Apple device,
right?
And Wi-Fi or some internet connection,
which is as ubiquitous as having a doorbell or whatever
exactly.
you have. Yeah, actually, probably more so than having a doorbell.
Exactly.
Excellent. So. What was the path towards getting the app off the ground? What's the lessons that you learned? This your first foray into entrepreneurship?
So I see myself as entrepreneurship for a long time in EMC. I dealt with a lot of new technologies, but this is my official entrepreneurship as a startup. So it's totally different. You need to do everything by yourself. You need to think about creative things. One challenge for me was it also my first app. I developed the app, by the way. So I had to wear like a lot of hats, like a salesperson, a marketing guy, the technology guy. So thankfully, I have now a co-founder in the company. He joined me. His name is Zach Wise. He joined me a few months ago. It's really a funny story that he sent me a few months ago an email that he wanted to talk with me because he was really interested in Go Papaya, and we met for coffee. And told me that he have also a great idea about startups around restaurant with dynamic pricing. And a bit different concept. So we had a few meetings, we worked together for a while, and we saw that we really work well together. So now he became officially a co-founder of the company.
Wonderful.
Which is really helpful that now I can...
You actually have somebody to bounce ideas off of and share ideas and generate ideas.
And not just my wife, for example, which was before.
She has a great benefit, though. She gets the discounted restaurants, right?
Yeah, so exactly. So it's really helpful that we complement each other's skill set. So it's really one thing that I saw where it's really challenging to bring from the ground a consumer app in Boston. So initially I reached to a bunch of VCs to raise money, and most of them are more comfortable to invest in, like, you know, bio, medical, enterprise, right. Not so much consumer apps. It is more like a West Coast play, not really East Coast play.
Yep.
It's become an East Coast play only when you have a lot of traction.
So that scale,
but it's like the chicken and egg. They want you to scale without having money, and
right.
money will be helpful. So it's make it more challenging. However, nothing will break me. I never fail, and it's not going to be my first failure. So we have a lot of things going on to try to get more traction with low budget. To show more traction, then to raise more money. And with the money, we can go also to other markets later.
So I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm guessing that you do your homework. And as an analytics guy, how many potential target restaurants are there in the greater Boston area?
So in the whole Massachusetts, there is about 13,000 restaurants.
Okay. How many of them are full service reservation type? I imagine 50% of them?
Probably about 40% of those. Around in the 95 belt, there is about 5,000 restaurants. Just in downtown Boston, there's about 1,000. Boston City, there's 1,000 restaurants. Just to understand, in the whole United States, there is 300,000 full service restaurants.
Wow! Okay. So you have an opportunity to really scale.
So like it's a good place. So Boston is a good place to start in because there's a lot of nice restaurants, a lot of young people that want to eat out, or everybody. A lot of food is here. And people like technology, so it's a good place to start.
Now, where are you focusing your energy in terms of the traction aspect? Is it sort of equal between the consumer, you know, getting consumers to use the app and getting restaurants signed up, or are you right now really trying to get more restaurants on board? Or
so we are a two-sided marketplace. We have consumers and restaurants. So you have to bring both of them, bring both sides of the marketplace together up. So one thing, before we launched, we had a lot of restaurants with zero consumers. Now what we're trying to do is to increase the number of consumers and sign up more restaurants at the same time to give you choice, because the power of the platform will be because you have a choice. So when you have a lot of restaurants around you, it's like no-brainer. I can get a table, pay without wait, and save money, and it doesn't cost me anything. Why should I do it? From a consumer point of view.
Right.
So it's no-brainer.
Right.
So we're trying to get more restaurants to give you more choice.
And are there one of the questions that comes to mind around the restaurant side is there parameters that you set for the restaurant? Do they have to offer a minimum discount, or it's entirely up to the restaurant?
So we don't allow them to offer anything less than 10.
Okay, so a minimum of 10%. So it's, you know, look, as you said, 10% is better than nothing, because typically you get nothing in a restaurant.
Some restaurants today offer 0%. So they don't ever, never offer. There's no way to get a single dollar off. So 10% is better than nothing.
Exactly, yeah.
But majority of them offering around 30%+.
Well, it's a fabulous idea, a very innovative concept, and it sounds like you're well on your way to good things. And look forward to having you back on Radio Entrepreneurs and hearing about the success.
So just if you want to download the app, I'll give you the spelling.
Absolutely, please. So that was my next question, to make sure that people know how to reach you.
So it's a Go Papaya. So it's GoPapaya, okay? And our website is www.gopapaya.mobi.
So if you go to the Apple store, search Go Papaya, and you'll find
it. There's only one of us.
So where did the name Go Papaya, out of interest? I have to ask that question. Where's the papaya come from?
So when I looked at names, I was really on the fence. Should I pick something related to restaurants? And there's so many of those apps on different things related to restaurants. Or to try to pick something that's totally different.
Unique,
doesn't relate to restaurant, that have the advantage of picking something unique, that if you know the name, you remember it. The disadvantage, that it doesn't relate to the product one-to-one. So we decided for now to go with Go Papaya, which we talk, the moment you remember it, you hear it, you remember it. So I met a person in a meeting, he saw me like 4 months ago, he saw me in the meeting, he didn't remember my name, even I think my name is also unique, but he remembered, he said, you are the Go Papaya man. Okay. So I think...
The uniqueness of the name makes people recognize you or remember you at least.
So somebody told me that, did you pick it because of Amazon? Because Amazon is also its unique name, not related to the business. It's a coincidence.
Fabulous. Well, Marek Marshak of Go Papaya, and been our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs, and again, a fascinating concept, and we wish you the best of success.
Thank you very much.
And look forward to having you back on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much for
having me. And I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.